Hey guys, what's going on? This is He, Taz, the Human Podcast Machine. I want to thank you guys for downloading and or subscribing this edition to my show. And I'm going to give you the NXT, my NXT, the NXT TakeOver Unstoppable React with a gigantic debut in it. And I'm going to get into that in a few seconds. First, I'm going to tell you about my friends over at Harry's. Harry's.com. You want to shave right? You want to get your face right? Does your face look good or bad? Because you know how I am about my face and what I shave with. And I use Harry's, no doubt. The best razors, the best blades you're going to find. They got this awesome starter kit where you get razors, you get shaving cream, you get a handle to house your razor. I mean, these are German-engineered blades, the best stuff you're going to find. It's the starter kit's off the chain for sure. You're going to get $5 off that starter kit, a month's worth of shaving, because you're a friend of mine and you listen to my show. So use my promo code when you go to harrys.com. Use my promo code TAZ. Save some money. Shave your face the right way. Do the right thing. Use Harry's. They are the best. Use my code TAZ.
From the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, New York,
the former three-time world heavyweight champion.
If you can survive, if I let you.
Taz. He is the Human Suplex Machine.
Now Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning Human Podcast Machine.
Welcome.
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition.
I love this reaction show.
For the Celebrity Edition of HPM.
The Human Podcast Machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz. Human Podcast Machine.
Hey guys, hello again. What's up? This is He, Taz, and as I said in the cold open, when I talk about my friends at Harry's, thank you for downloading and subscribing this edition of the show, this NXT TakeOver Unstoppable, the react to that. Massive show, awesome show. Got a lot to cover about this show. I really hope you guys like my react to this. First, I want to talk about the news that broke today on Wednesday for Play It and for my show in particular, the big news of Spotify, the massive company Spotify going to be carrying this show, the Human Podcast Machine, my show. And that should happen within the next day or two. So not only on iTunes, not only on Play.it, but you could find the Human Podcast Machine, my baby, right here on Spotify and some other shows on Play It, too. So that's just huge. I want to thank everybody at Play It and CBS Radio, the team, our team, for that. And, it's, of course, the folks at Spotify, looking forward to a very fun relationship with you guys. No doubt about it. So let's get into business right now. Talk a little NXT. Well, you know what? First, let me talk to you about, before we talk about NXT, let me talk about my friends at Bombfell. I apologize. You know, look, you got to have your personal style and service. You want your own style to help make you look great. You know, my boys over at Bombfell will help you do that. You guys know about that. Set your budget. I've talked about this before. You set your budget. What you're willing to pay for. The items you keep are the ones you pay for. The ones you send back, you don't pay for. It's that simple. Bombfell, they cover all shipping and returns. It's a simple, intelligent service, guys. Very easy to understand. You tell these guys your height, your weight, all your measurements, the places you like to shop. You get stuff at your doorstep. These clothes are off the chain. Great quality stuff. Awesome stuff. Because you have your own personal stylist, as I said. And then all you got to do is keep the stuff you want. You pay for that, the stuff you return. No questions asked, no hidden fees of any kind. You only pay for the clothes you keep. You got 10 days to try on the clothes you receive at your doorstep, and you keep what you like, return the rest, and that is it. So put your wardrobe on autopilot, boys, and go with Bombfell. That's bombfell.com/TAZ. Bombfell.com/TAZ. Now, as I was chatting to you about NXT, now, gotta tell you, this show was just awesome. Awesome. I loved it. I mean, it started off right and just kept rolling. The tempo of the show, whoever booked the matches of the show, obviously this is Triple H's baby, you know, and others involved with him. I don't know who they are, but I can just tell you, I tip my cap. really, I mean, I'm a fan of NXT. Anybody who's a fan of my show here, the Human Podcast Machine, knows that I'm a fan. I talk about it a lot. I tweet about it. I love what it is. I love the way it's done. I love the way it's shot, the production of it, the writing of it, the finishes, the talent, the pyro, the smoke, the this, to that, the pomp, the circumstance, the whole thing, all the bells and whistles. It's the sizzle on that steak, but a ton of red meat in that steak. I mean, it's all there. And this show did not disappoint. I mean, especially kicking it off, with Tyler Breeze for a number one contenders match for the world title, for the NXT world title, against Finn Balor. And, Tyler Breeze comes out, he's got the chicks and all that stuff. Then he comes out and usually has a selfie stick. This time he had his cell phone and he was on Periscope, which is an app that kind of video stuff, as you guys know. I think Twitter owns it or runs it or something like that. But it's young, it's progressive, it's fresh, it's the right way to do it. This Tyler Breeze kid is the how's my English? Is the right guy to use for that type of thing. He's young, he's out there, he's not placating to my demographic of my age, but to that younger demographic. But guys like me that are in their late 40s, mid to late 40s, that are hip like me and very cool, as you guys know, I'm very hip and cool. That's well documented. But I digress. This Tyler Breeze kid touches on that, and he's got it. He's a tremendous talent in the ring. And speaking of tremendous talents, Finn Balor comes out, and I tweeted about it. This cat's got the best entrance in the business today. I don't care what anybody says. And the cool thing what WWE does and NXT does with Finn Balor with this awesome entrance, he don't normally do this one. It's for bigger events. And that's what makes it special. It doesn't get played out. Intelligent booking of a friggin' entrance. The guy walked out and got a chant, "This is awesome," before they even locked up. The fans in the house there were going nuts for the entrance. That's when you know your brand is over, your talent's over, and that entrance, the song, the music, the lighting, the way the lights go up and down, when the band goes up and down, and he moves his arms up and down, the paint on his back, when they saw his back all tatted up with the fake paint, whatever the hell it was, the place popped for artwork, for body artwork on this guy's back. They popped when it was revealed and exposed. I mean, you can't go wrong here. Triple H, you're on the money, son. This is great, dude. I mean, this stuff is great. And then they get into a match, and it was phenomenal. Loved the match. I mean, I like that this match was first, because it's a big show, right? So you gotta start out. If you're going to have to start out with this type of match, it's got to be a match that is fast and furious, and that's what these guys did. And the heel had his heat. The announcers did a pretty good job explaining that the NXT champion, Kevin Owens, even though he's occupied, that he's going to end up facing John Cena here at the Elimination Chamber, but tonight he's got to face, Sami Zayn, Drew Blank, and, so he's got his plate full, does Kevin Owens. But not only that, this is a number one contenders match, two credible guys. And, I got to tell you this, though. I thought the announcers could have protected the heel, Tyler Breeze, when he kicked out of that, Finn Balor kicked out of Tyler Breeze's big kick, the beauty shot, I believe he calls it, and Breeze, kind of went into a hissy fit and a tantrum, which the announcers sold the right way. But I got to tell you, I don't think that they hammered the fact home that Finn Balor's outside regrouping, and this kid Breeze is throwing his hissy fit, and the longer he throws his hissy fit, the less chance he has to get this guy while he's down and out and hurt, meaning Finn Balor. And you gotta protect the heel more. He's not just saying he's in a hissy fit and he's in a tantrum, but what is the collateral damage of being in that hissy fit? And the collateral damage at the end of the day was that he lost the match. And the reason why he lost the match, because the match was booked right. The talent did it right. But you need the announcers to sell that better, in my professional opinion. You got to protect the heel more, that if he doesn't have that hissy fit, if he doesn't have that immature tantrum, and he's not punching the mat, because the guy kicked out of the beauty shot, if all of that don't happen, and he gets the guy back in the ring, we could have seen Tyler Breeze as a number one contender. That's what announcers need to do, and I think that's when you know, all due respect to those, you know, those guys, but you, when you have inexperienced announcers, sometimes that's going to happen. But you got young talent there, and you need experience to get them over sometimes. Well, guys that have the instincts to get it over, and then that'll happen. I mean, those guys do a good job, but I mean, you know, it's just, I just think that was just me being picky as an announcer or a former announcer, whatever the hell I am. I just thought they could have did a better job on that. Would anybody else notice that? Probably not. And like I said, I'm probably being picky. Great match. Finn Balor wins the match. He's the number one contender. It was great stuff by both of these young men. It was really cool that they shot Stephanie McMahon, showed her in the front row. That felt good. I think that made it feel big. It shows, everybody knows she's married to Triple H and the authority, the gimmick, but even off camera, they everybody knows this. And WWE's not hiding that, which is cool. And that she's there supporting the brand, supporting NXT. And just, I don't think we've ever seen that, where a McMahon is sitting in the front row. I mean, I just think that was like, you know, you see it done, you've seen it done in the past with TNA, where Dixie Carter would be sitting there. But it was done every friggin' week, I guess because Dixie wanted to be on TV. You know, you never see, when you see Stephanie McMahon, it's usually in a powerful moment, in a moment of power, walking down that ramp with the big Titantron over her head and star power with her music playing. This was different in a cool way. It showed her, and I think in a pre-show, they interviewed her outside the arena, which was cool. I didn't have my volume on. I was doing some other stuff, but I had it on my screen. But showing Stephanie in the front row, I think, was a really cool little element. It felt right. And also, speaking of feeling right, they went to an awesome package of the live events they just did recently in the Northeast, and it shows how their brand is growing. And it showed spots and stuff and people from Philadelphia where they did a house show, and Albany, New York. And I think it was really cool. It was a very energetic, exuberant spot package done perfectly. Loved it. Gotta say, loved it. I just thought it was just phenomenal. The show just rolled right. And then into a tremendous tag team match, you know, with the Divas. These, you know, just Bayley and Charlotte versus Dana Brooke and Emma. And I gotta say, this was really good booking, putting this after the Finn Balor-Tyler Breeze match. Because it's different. You know, the type of match those two guys kicked off with, Breeze and Balor, was really, you know, high energy, high impact. You go with four females, it's a different tone. But look, these girls, they turn it up. Those NXT girls don't play games. They amp it up. And, you know, Triple H has talked openly just this week and in the past that, and Stephanie too, trying to, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I'm kind of paraphrasing, where the females, the divas, these athletes, these wrestlers, these superstars are going to, they want to be positioned. They want to position them differently and package them differently. And I think that they're doing that greatly, the WWE and NXT, the talent themselves. Because these four girls, Bayley, Charlotte, against Dana Brooke and Emma, I thought was excellent also. Charlotte, I got to tell you, Ric Flair's daughter, I'm a fan of hers. I've been a fan. She's excellent. I mean, her intensity, she's just an amazing athlete. There's no doubt there. I mean, her timing is phenomenal. It's just, I mean, I'm a big fan of Charlotte. She won with the natural selection. You know, we heard that a lot too in the beginning, the first match, I should say, even throughout the show. There's so many names for these moves, you know. I mean, everybody has a name. And I remember, you know, my time announcing in TNA or in WWE, guys always come to you, oh, this is the name of my move. This is the name of my move. This is the name of my move. And I get it. And here I am, a guy talking about, it's too many gimmicky names. Because that's my only little, you know, knock, that I feel like there are all a lot of gimmicky names. Not just in NXT, but everywhere. And I'm a guy who had every suplex called a Tazplex, so go figure. But I needed anything I could to get over. So, I don't know, as I get older, I just feel like, you know, I don't think you need as many gimmicky names, but Charlotte's so good, the stuff she does, I mean, I don't care if you call a move natural selection or unnatural selection, whatever you want to call it, I think she's tremendous. I think the other three girls in the match were great also, and there's no doubt about it. I also really enjoyed how they shot the I just love how they just showed the newest signees for their performance center, for the WWE Performance Center, And it just makes it feel a very sport feel, you know, very just done right. And it just makes it feel like this is the next generation. And the announcers did an excellent job selling that, you know, that this is the next generation of NXT stars, you know, superstars. And I just really was a fan of that, for sure. Rhino wrestled Baron Corbin, and I got to tell you, Rhino looked great, in my opinion. I mean, physically looked great. I've seen him recently on NXT. He's looked great, for sure. He's a big-time player. You know, he's a veteran. He knows how to main event. He's been in the ring with from top guys to bottom guys. This guy knows what he's doing, and he showed it. His work looked so crisp. He was very aggressive, very intense. His body looked real good. I mean, I'm so happy for Rhino because he's one of the good guys. You know what I mean? And I felt for a while in the beginning of that match that this kid, Baron Corbin, either he was being respectful or he just kind of couldn't keep up with Rhino. So, because Rhino was bringing it. Every punch, every move, every kick, every stomp, every spot, whatever he did, Rhino looked crisp. I mean, they did the right thing. Rhino lost the match. Baron Corbin won the match with his End of Days finish. There's another name, right? He won it with the End of Days finish, which is a really cool finish. Like, he kind of hooks your head and swings you forward, then swings you back. I was impressed that Rhino could take it, because if I was still in my prime, I don't know if I could take that spot. That was a pretty cool-looking bump. And I've seen Corbin do that before. It's a very cool move. I'm sure other guys have done it. I shouldn't say I'm sure. I'm assuming others have done it on Independence or maybe Ring of Honor or something. I don't want to sit here and say, it's the first time we've ever seen this move, because I could be wrong on that. I'm sure others have done it. I just can't come to mind. I'm sure someone's going to tweet me and say, well, this guy, Johnny Do-Right, did it in Dubuque, Montana 6 years ago. I mean, you know, so at an indie show at an armory. I mean, so I don't know. I've never seen the move. I love the move. I think it was cool. And I might have seen the move, because I've seen so many moves and I get punchy. So maybe I have seen. I don't know. But anyway, I thought it was a really good match between Rhino and Baron Corbin. I really did. We heard, I can't remember which announcer said it, that, I think he said something like the Rhino is now extinct or something like that. So I don't know if that means that's the end of Rhino at NXT. I don't know if that was just him trying to come up a witty soundbite. I don't know what that was about. But we'll see, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. Then there was a tag team match for the tag team championship with Blake and Murphy as the champs against Big Cass and Enzo with Carmella, the lovely Carmella, with Big Cass and Enzo. And I got to tell you, man, Enzo comes out and he cuts this promo. And, you know, it's like everybody knows the promo. He does this. And it's just awesome. I love it. And everyone is reciting the promo, like for word. It reminds me of during the ECW years when Sandman would come out and everybody was singing the words to Metallica, like the whole Enter Sandman. So they knew every word, as, you know, and it was just like it was that same feel of interactiveness with the live audience. Who knows if these guys make it to their main roster of the WWE and you can get a massive arena and train them to know that promo by heart, like these folks there in Orlando did, because it was really cool. I mean, I love it. I love it. I mean, I know it's been done before, but I'm just saying with these cats. But I thought it was a good match. I don't think it was an amazing match. Towards the end of the match, got a little botchy, when Miss Bliss came out there, and Big Cass was waiting on her a little bit for a little while, and you know, that's where you can see a little bit of an inexperience, I mean, to ad lib or play it by ear and stuff like that. But it got a little funky. Blake and Murphy, they retained their championship. Sort of Blake and Murphy, that their name should be the Steakhouse. They should be called the Steakhouse. Because Blake and Murphy sounds like a steakhouse. I don't know. They just don't. But, you know, these guys are beefy, pun intended, right? Get it? Steakhouse, beefy, pun intended. All right, well. Anyway, I'm joking about the steakhouse. Good match by these folks here. I'm going to take a quick break, come right back, talk about the next two matches and this massive debut that we witnessed at NXT. Just a monumental, memorable evening Sit tight. I'm Taz. This is Human Podcast Machine giving you an NXT takeover. Unstoppable. The react to that. Coming right back. This will be quick. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we are back right here. I am Taz, and thanks for sticking by, sticking with me in this lovely podcast, my react to NXT. Big, big pay-per-view they had there on the WWE Network. So here we go, man. Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks for the NXT Women's Championship. And, man, Sasha's the champ, by the way, the boss. I tweeted about this thing and the heat that we saw Sasha get on Becky's arm and all that. Becky had a new look. She had her hair was orange, and she had a different gimmick on. She looked great. So did Sasha. Just an insane match, guys. I don't know what to say. This is freaking awesome. If this was the main event, I don't think anybody would be upset. God, dog it, man. This was just some match. Great job, girls. Great job by the company giving these two that platform and building this angle. Just great shit. I mean, really, I mean, Becky sold her arm during this match. And the heat, and I tweeted about this, that Sasha got on her arm was unbelievable. It was borderline disturbing. And, the selling throughout the match by both ladies was just insane. The intensity by both of them was just great stuff. I marked out a little bit when I saw Becky pop out an old pump handle Tazplex. That was pretty cool. Speaking of gimmicky names. But speaking of selling, you know, Becky, so, well, she Sasha retained her championship, but Becky, she sold her arm all the way throughout the people showing respect for her. When the referee and the champion left the ring and gave her her platform to do nothing, which was awesome. And the people in the building went nuts for her. And it just felt perfect. But she sold her arm, Becky. I look at these little things as she's leaving and people are cheering for her. She wouldn't high-five anyone or shake it to his head because she's still selling her arm. Holy shit. Is that not a lost art? And she sold all the way to the back. And I wish I could have learned from this girl, because I was horrible at selling. I mean, I envy her. I mean, that Jesus Christmas, great job, Becky Lynch, just protecting the character and the business and the spot and the champion that you just put over. I mean, everything about this match between these two girls, the time they gave the match, the from the referee to the announcing, to the heel and the babyface, perfection. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything I would. I mean, I think the story that the physical story these girls told was awesome. I think the only thing I would say maybe, just if Becky would have tap out. I think if someone's going to tap someone like Becky, who's a strong baby face, you know, you got to protect her. It's okay that she tapped. There's no shame in tapping. But I don't think I would have had a tap as much as she tapped. I think maybe tap quicker and tap once, because I've tapped on a shoot. And when you tap for real, you don't tap more than one time, okay? So, and then the guy lets go. So, I mean, tap maybe once or twice. She was tapping like crazy. I don't know if that she was told to do that. She did it on her own. I mean, again, talk about being picky. Please don't hit me over the head with a shovel. I know I'm being picky. But that's the only thing I would say, is the tap, the way she tapped. And God, I mean, I'm almost embarrassed that I just said that. But amazing match. Great stuff. People were tweeting this could be match of the year, all this kind of stuff. I mean, whew, it's great. It was great. My verbiage can't do it any justice. It was just great stuff. Great stuff. And speaking of great stuff, you get to your main event. With Kevin Owens, the NXT champion against Sami Zayn, and he wants to, Owens claimed on Raw, and he's been saying he's going to take out and destroy Zayn. So they did a good storytelling. Building up this match, that the injury against John Cena that Zayn sustained in his shoulder area, I think they said to him rotate a cuff, I could believe, which is a nasty injury. And I believe the kid really was hurt, from what I understand, to some degree. But they ended up, you know, I think that Zayn, he was shining like crazy in the beginning, bumping Kevin Owens around a lot, which you don't see a lot. And Owen did a good job bumping and selling. And then it ends up getting to a point. Oh, by the way, I thought it was a cool little tidbit that Owen came out wearing a John Cena shirt. Little simple stuff like that. It's clever, smart, cool. Keeps the angle alive. And the announcer did a good job keeping the angle alive for John Cena versus Kevin Owens. But anyway, I think that they did a... I'm trying to remember the spot on the outside. I think it was a powerbomb of sorts where Owens powerbombed Zayn on the apron skirt. On the apron itself, not skirt. And Zayn sold it awesomely. And then just an insane, powerful amount of heat by the heel champion on Sami Zayn. I mean, it was just a lot of heat. Refs came out. Everybody gets back in the ring, still getting the heat, meaning Kevin Owens. And then, you know, William Regal comes out and is cutting a promo telling, you know, Owens enough, enough, enough. Owens kind of blows him off. And then, you know, Regal's Googles the face and area, hooks the nose and eyes. I'm doing it to myself as I'm talking to you guys. I'm grabbing my own nose. How crazy am I? To pull Kevin Owens off of the babyface. And then it just got to a point where while Regal was holding his face, holding Owens' face, Owens just headbutts Regal. Regal bumps, sells great, bumps out of the ring. You don't see Regal anymore. And he's about to. Owens is about to get more heat on Sami Zayn. And I don't know what was going to hear, like a little music hit or something. And next thing you know, here's the big debut. Much anticipated. Rumors were flying around, and who knew what the truth was? Nobody knew. I didn't know. I was shocked. I got hung up in a moment with the heel heat by Owens and the headbutt on Regal. Samoa Joe debuts in NXT, and wow. What a friggin' moment. I was so happy for Joe. One of my close friends, the guy deserves it. And he just walks down there and gets in the face of Kevin Owens. You could feel these two big, badass, blue-collar, rough-and-tumble guys about to tear it up, and they're face-to-face. And they never touched, in essence. They never fought. They never did nothing. It was just a great hook, great tease, great everything. And basically, that was the long and short of it. But it was the debut of Samoa Joe, and then Owens doing the right thing as the heel. They have him leave, and which is perfect because you know Kevin Owens needs to keep his heat, and that's why he left. So you know, live to fight another day. Now's not the time to fight. Hey, it's on my time. I'm the NXT champion. Go to hell. I don't care who you are, Samoa Joe or not. It's good stuff, and I just thought it was awesome. I thought Joe debuting on that platform, getting in the face of Kevin Owens. Now, if you're Kevin Owens. Now, I'm assuming Sami Zayn is kind of behind Kevin Owens. That's what it seems like. He's still got John Cena he's gunning at, and Cena's going to gun for him because he left Cena laid out, which is rare. He left the U.S. champion laid out on Monday Night Raw. So you know Cena's going to come harder than him, I believe, at Elimination Chamber. So, because that's going to happen. And now, you know, now Samoa Joe is on the hunt after Kevin Owens here. So Kevin Owens is going to be a busy cat. Awesome stuff by NXT. Awesome to see Samoa Joe finally, you know, with the WWE. And who knows when we'll see him on the main roster or not. I personally don't care. I think it's great that he's with that company. I hope he does great. I'm sure he will. He's a pro. And it's cool. His shirt's already out. His shirt was on sale already. As soon as it happened, they tweeted it out, which is great. He was wearing the shirt. It's actually a cool-looking shirt. And it's cool to see he has his name, man, Samoa Joe. They didn't change that. That's awesome. It's cool to see his shirt says something like Submission Specialist or something like that. So he's going to have his submission gimmick, you know. It's just perfect. They're letting him be him. You know, it's great. It's great. And I'm just happy for Joe. I'm happy for NXT, the WWE. Great job. Congratulations, Triple H. I mean, I know from what I hear how I haven't talked to you in a long time, but how pride-filled you are towards this thing. And I'm calling it a thing. I'm not throwing it away. But you know what I mean? Hey, congrats to you. Good stuff. I'm a fan. Love this show. Great way to spend my Wednesday night watching this bad boy on the WWE Network. I highly suggest you watching this show if you haven't already. It is a must-see. Thumbs up. Period. Done. Simple. Great job by all. Congratulations to the NXT locker room. Great stuff by the agents, whoever booked those finishes, and the WWE in general. So All right, look, thank you for downloading this edition, guys. I do appreciate you. I appreciate you doing it. Again, I love that show of NXT. It was awesome. I hope you guys love this show I just dropped for you. So I will be back this, probably by Friday with another show, because, you know, I'm always working. Not sure if it's going to be, it might be the Fantasy Draft Edition, Most Underrated Guys. We might drop that Friday. I'm not sure. I might do another reaction. We shall see. I'm not sure yet. And remember, boys and girls, keep in the back of your mind, two words, Taz Live. That's all I'm telling you. It's not gone. Keep it in mind. That's all I'm going to say right now. Guys, look, thank you again for downloading and or subscribing this edition. My name is Taz. Yours is not. See you.